Buffalo 2 motors up the meandering Buffalo River. Long abandoned factories and grain elevators tower over the small boat.
As many of you know, Buffalo is a port city, and transshipment of goods was primarily the economic driver.
Jill Jedlicka narrates this trip for out-of-town guests. We're in the heart of the Rust Belt, she says, by way of explaining the ruins on the riverbanks. As director of the environmental advocacy group Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, Jedlicka is on a mission to restore this abused urban waterway.
If you talk to some of the last few generations, people will tell you, I've been hearing about, you know, there's a revitalization of Buffalo's riverfront and waterfront for years. It's never going to happen.
Back in her downtown office, Jedlicka points to a satellite image of the 6-mile Buffalo River, which winds through the city's gutted industrial district.
We had everything from steel manufacturers, coal processing, dye manufacturers, any kind of petrochemicals, you name it.
These companies dumped mercury, chromium, PCBs, and hundreds of other harmful contaminants into the water where they settled at the bottom. Much of it is still there.
You know, everybody says, okay, why can't the industries clean it up? Well, there's no industries left. Companies really made their fortunes and then they cut and run.
Which is why it's called an orphaned river. The public and private sector were unwilling to be parents to this troubled waterway. For a time, the river was pronounced biologically dead. The public was told to stay out or risk their health. As a 50-foot crane drops a huge steel clamshell into the Buffalo River, it claws and scoops out polluted mud and sediment and then piles it in a barge to be quarantined. The Army Corps of Engineers designed this massive 3-year undertaking. 50,000 truckloads will be dredged and hauled away, says project manager Mike Asquith.
If we placed all the material on a football field, including the end zones, it would be a pile 300 feet high.
This project dwarfs any previous river cleanup in the Great Lakes and is something of an experiment. The process is not an exact science. Each time the clamshell scrapes the bottom, it riles up toxic sediment that's been firmly settled for decades.
Does it need to come out?
That's been debated for years, not only on this river, but all the river dredgings that are done in the United States.
Marty Doster monitors the project for the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. He and other officials admit the dredging stirs up settled contaminants, causing some areas of the river to be repolluted for what they call a limited period of time.
If one were only to focus on the short-term impact, one could make an argument that, you're doing more harm than good.
It's the potential long-term benefits that justify this $50 million project, paid for mostly by federal and state money. Doster says it's taken generations to get local, state, and federal officials on the same page. The government is counting on success here at the Buffalo River to spawn more cleanups in the Great Lakes watershed, a part of the country that's laced with polluted hotspots. Back on the boat, we pass rowers and kayakers. Migratory birds are hanging around, trying to pluck fish. There's even talk of residential and commercial development. Jill Jedlicka says the river is primed to enter a new phase after 200 years of abuse.
We have to do these projects so we no longer are considered an environmental disaster. We're no longer just considered a Rust Belt city.
But most importantly, she says, this orphaned river finally has a caretaker. For InnovationTrail.org, I'm Daniel Robison.